Everybody, on your program, you will have seen that the chairman is supposed to have been Professor David Cronin, who unfortunately was taken unwell last night, and I have been asked to chair this evening. My name is Philomène Varlan. I am the senior technical advisor for the Institute of Marine Engineering, Science, and Technology. And it is my pleasure to be able to not fill Professor Cronin's shoes, but do my best to fill Professor Cronin's shoes. You should know that I was his PhD student many years ago, and I turned out to be his last PhD student. Those of you who know David know that he, from time to time, goes around saying that she broke me. But I do want to emphasize that I had nothing whatsoever to do with his indisposition last night. He regrets deeply that he cannot be here. He hopes the evening will go extremely well. And when we get to the substantive part of the program, I will tell you a little bit more about Professor Cronin at that time. Now, however, it is my very great pleasure to be able to present the ISTA Innovation Award. And this is an award that is given to a talented student to celebrate the achievements of young people in science and engineering. It takes the form of a check. Students always need money. And that check is for £150. And there is a certificate. And this certificate and the check is presented to an outstanding Arkwright scholar. The Arkwright scholar is supported by the Arkwright Trust, and this is a charity which aims to promote engineering to young people, and it now has several hundred scholars every year across the entire country. So last year, the award went to Mr. Oscar Gill of Redbourne Upper School and Community College in Anthill. And this year, we're very pleased to be able to present the award to Maxwell Munford of the Knights Templar School in Baldock. Maxwell is a very versatile and resourceful young man. He has visited CERN in Switzerland to see the Large Hadron Collider, the lucky man. I have not been able to do that yet. And he has been researching, resourcing, and collecting tone wood from Austria for his double base product design project. He has designed plans for equipment to fit out a local shop in his local town. And he has acted as an ambassador for the Arkwright scheme in his school. Maxwell is planning to take work experience in Astrium early next year. I'm not sure what Astrium is. Maxwell, when you come up, you're going to have to tell us about that. And he intends to study engineering at one of the foremost UK engineering universities. We wish him well. Maxwell, if you would come, please. And I would be happy to give you the award.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Firstly, I'd like to thank all of you for presenting me with this award. It came as a great surprise to me when late one Sunday evening, I opened my emails to find that I had been chosen to receive the East of England Engineering, Science and Technology Association Award as an acknowledgement for my ability to obtain the most from the opportunities that have been given to me through the Arkwright Scholarship Scheme. I am currently a Year 13 student at the Knights Templar School in Baldock, studying maths, further maths, physics, and product design. I have always enjoyed applying my mathematical skills to a practical situation, and knew that whatever career path I chose, it would revolve around these skills. While researching university courses 2.5 years ago, I came across the Arkwright Scholarship Scheme on the Cambridge University website and decided to find out more. My school had never had anyone apply for the scholarship scheme before, but with encouragement from my parents and a little research on my part, I had the school affiliated and decided to apply. My engineering journey had begun, and I was never more excited than when I waited for my letter to arrive telling me if I had been awarded the scholarship. The scholarship scheme has provided me with invaluable opportunities, and I have attended as many experience days as possible. Through Arkwright, I have visited places in industry such as Brompton Cycles. I have been on University Taster Days and the Head Start course at Jesus College, Cambridge. I have also made contacts with industry that have enabled me to explore new areas of science. Recently, I have been given a mentor at Astrium in Stevenage, and I now have regular contact with him there, and I have visited there and found it very inspiring. I feel extremely privileged to have become an Arkwright Scholar, and I feel that the whole process has helped me develop my skills and confidence. On Friday this week, I will be speaking to some Year 11 classes in my school, promoting the Arkwright Scholarships and encouraging pupils who are interested in engineering to look into the scheme so that they too can share in this tremendous opportunity. At 17, it is not easy to know what branch of engineering I would like to go into. It is all too easy to just be interested in Formula One engineering. For example, therefore, to keep my options open, I have applied for mechanical engineering at Bath and Imperial College London. Of course, though, my ambition is to go to Cambridge, where I first read about Arkwright scholarships and where I feel that it all began. Today has been a very good day for me. I passed my driving test this morning, and now I'm collecting this award. Once again, I would like to say thank you to everyone, especially to the East of England Engineering, Science and Technology Association for choosing me for this award, to the Rees Foundation, who generously sponsored me, and to Andrew Pickering, my head teacher at my school, for his interest, time and support. Thank you all very much.